Stop portfolio procrastination. All you need are tips and strategies to shape your portfolio and keep it updated while you get better at your craft. And that's exactly what I will cover in this podcast episode. Buckle up. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flora, and in this solo show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to propel forward your career as a lettering artist and illustrator. Today, I would like to touch on strategies to get better at your craft and to build a portfolio along the way, right? Because this is often something that artists and creatives normally leave for the end. They believe that they have to build their bulk of work first and become really confident at it and develop amazing lettering pieces or illustrations, and later on they can move on to creating a portfolio. Whereas in my experience, and also in my experience, not only in my personal experience as a lettering artist, but also working with other lettering artists and illustrators, I've seen that the opposite is the truth. The more you start, or the earlier you start building your portfolio, the better your work starts to be. The more confidence you gain, and the easier it is for you down the road to start making income with your work, right? Because you started early. Making those first steps. You started early testing what resonates with the audience, and we are gonna touch on this in this podcast. Now, I often speak about the concept of, you know, your work is your superpower, right? Like your work as an artist, illustrator, lettering artist, whatever it is that you do, your work is your superpower. Is your presentation card, is your asset as an artist, right? Now, most artists understand this, and most artists work hard into developing their art and into creating or producing work. But I've seen throughout the years that most artists neglect to build a portfolio because, number one, they find hard finishing their pieces, right? So this is something I often see with new artists or new people who are trying to master a skill, specifically lettering or illustration. They feel, or they, and I totally understand them, because they have listened to over, or they have heard over and over that they need to practice, that they need to sit down and put in the hours and practice, which is true in a way. But at the same time, you know, within the concept of practice, there's no, I would say, like, there's no understanding of what this practice is about, whether there's a goal, whether there needs to be a finished product. And in most, you know, in the practice that I see most artists doing out there, they just sit down to practice. They just sit down to just doodle or practice sketching or whatever, but they rarely finish a piece of work. And I see that, I have seen that in my own experience, that as I started trying to get better with lettering, I had piles of drawings, I had piles of sketches, unfinished sketches that never saw the light, and that I didn't understand, or I didn't realize at that time that was really counterproductive, right? Because on one hand, I wasn't finishing anything, I wasn't really seeing for myself what I was able to do, but also it wasn't motivating to see, or it was really unmotivating to feel that I wouldn't finish any lettering piece, right? So I always encourage every artist or every student that I work with to just finish the lettering pieces. And I'm gonna share with you a very simple framework in this episode. I'm gonna share with you a very simple framework that I use to have or to motivate students, which probably will help you as well, to finishing their work, to finishing every lettering piece, every illustration that they start. Now, what I often see happening is that most artists neglect building their portfolio because first they don't finish their pieces of work because they feel that they need to practice and they need to get better. So they never really finish a lettering piece, right? Because they're practicing. Another thing that happens is that they're afraid of sharing their work. And let me know if you can resonate with this, because I know that I have the same problem, you know, because it's not good enough, because I'm just starting, because any other reason, I wasn't sharing my work. And as I started sharing my work, I started, you know, getting feedback from people, and I started getting nice words from people who liked what I was doing, right, in the stage that I was at that moment. But what happens is that often artists don't build their portfolio because they feel that their work is not ready, that they are not still not ready to share their work because it's not good enough. Yes, and they want to wait until everything is perfect, which, you know, is a moment that never really comes. You know, that your art, your skills is something that you will always continuously be honing. If you look back at whatever you have done 5 years ago, you will probably think like, well, I can do that much better today, right? So, but that was already good back then with the, you know, in the stage in which you were, with the skills that you had back then. So in every stage of the journey, you have different qualities of work and different results, and that's totally fine. That's just part of the process. Another thing that I see artists doing is that they leave the task of building their portfolio for the end, and then it becomes this humongous task that is very impossible to tackle, right? So as I was saying just now, they wait until they're ready, they wait until their work is good enough in their eyes, and this is where they start thinking, okay, maybe I can start making some income with my work, and maybe I can start my own business with doing lettering or illustration. And then they want to start building their portfolio, and they realize like, I have all this work that I need to organize, upload, categorize, and all that, and it becomes this humongous task that they find really hard to tackle. Another thing that, or another reason why most artists neglect building their portfolio earlier than later, is that it pushes them to organize themselves a little bit. And, you know, building a portfolio is a, you know, you need a systematic approach. Once you have a portfolio, and I'm speaking specifically about a portfolio online, like an online portfolio, an online website, you need to be systematic in terms of like uploading your work. Whenever you finish a new piece of work, then you just upload it, and then you see how that resonates with your audience, right? And you know, following up with that task sort of pushes you to organize yourself. And yes, and sometimes artists find hard to organize themselves or to take on that systematic approach to updating their portfolio. Now, why building your portfolio is important, right? Because building your portfolio gives you a sense of progress, right? And having a sense of progress whenever you're trying to get better at something is extremely important. If you cannot see the progress that you're doing through the work and the time that you're investing, eventually you will give up on that task, right? And honing a skill, mastering a skill, is a lot about keeping at it for a long time. It's a lot about continuously creating more work, putting out there pieces of lettering, illustration, right? And building a portfolio gives you that sense of accomplishment, gives you that sense of progress of like, oh, look how my portfolio is growing. Look how many lettering pieces I have accomplished. Look, the work that I have uploaded lately, it looks so good in comparison to the earlier pieces that I have uploaded in the past, right? And that gives you a sense of progress, right? This is why the number one reason why a portfolio is important is because it helps you as a lettering artist, illustrator, creative, it helps you understand where you're at in your journey, right? How much progress are you doing? What are the results of all that effort, all those hours that you're putting in? So having a portfolio is super important in that sense, to give you that sense of like, hey, I'm doing it right and I'm getting better at it. And that's amazing. And the other thing why that having a portfolio is important, because it gives you those early test opportunities to understand what resonates with your audience, what attracts paid assignments, right? You know, I often see artists thinking, okay, I'm gonna follow this straight line. First, I'm gonna learn my skill. I'm gonna improve my skill. I'm gonna master my skill. And once I do that, I'm gonna try to start making money with my skills, right? Whereas this is a much more fluid process, right? It's not a straight line. It's more like a circle or like a spiral, right? In which you do all these things, or you test all these things in the process of getting better at your craft, right? So if you have a portfolio and you continue to upload work to that portfolio and you continue to share your work on social media or on a blog or whatever you want to share your work, it gives you those early opportunities to test what resonates with your audience, to test what are the things that people want from me, what are the things that people like better, best from my work, right? And it gives you those early insights into in which direction you could go with your work. It gives you that feedback that feeds back into whatever you're creating, right? So this is why your portfolio is important. First, it gives you an overview of like, yes, I'm heading in the right direction. I'm making progress. All this time that I'm investing makes sense. Look at the portfolio that I have. It's amazing. And I can do that. The later pieces are much better than the earlier pieces. And the second thing that why a portfolio is important is that it allows you to test, to start attracting those first paid assignments, even before having your business running. And it gives you also feedback from people. People will look at your portfolio and will think like, hey, that looks amazing. How did you do that? Right? And these are the things that really feed back into your motivation, your confidence, and the kind of work that you could potentially do, the kind of niche that you could potentially help with your work, right? This is all very valuable information. So imagine being able to gather that information before you even start your business, before you even try to make an income with your work. Imagine having that information already, as opposed to saying, oh, now I want to make income with this skill that I have, right? Where do I start? I need to have all that information. So I do this, that, build my portfolio, start my social media account, right? Imagine as you get better in your craft, as you learn your craft, imagine already picking up on that information or collecting that information. It's priceless, really. Now, I want to give you, or I want you to take away from this episode, two strategies or a few strategies that you can start using to produce work and start building a portfolio, right? Now, the thing number one is that I want to invite you to stop practicing and start making. This is something I mentioned before in my episode, and I want to reiterate in this episode. You need to move from practicing or the act of practicing to the art of making, right? And for this, I want to invite you to use a three steps framework that I have, which is briefing, deadline, publish. Briefing, deadline, publish. Briefing, deadline, publish. I never noticed that this is a B. If you think of the, like the lowercase is B, D, P. It's kind of like the same letter rotated. So it could become something in the future. Well, just a side note there. But the framework is briefing, deadline, publish, right? So briefing, it means like create a briefing for yourself. What is it that you're going to be creating? For whom? Is it a book cover? Is it an illustration for a postcard? Create a small briefing for yourself, even if you're practicing and you're not creating this for a client. Number two, deadline. Set yourself a deadline. Set yourself a close, a short deadline in which you're gonna be, in which you're gonna finish that that lettering piece, that illustration that you started, and publish, right? Publish that work. Once it's finished, publish it in any way. Put it on an online portfolio, put it on social media, share it in some way or in one way or another, right? So number one, finish your pieces, stop practicing, start making, and use this briefing, deadline, publish framework to do that. Number two, say yes more often. Use any opportunities that you have to use your skills, right? And this also relates back to the first point, which is finish your lettering pieces, right? Use, like, kind of treat every lettering piece I speak about lettering all the time, but use, if you do illustration, if whatever it is that you do, use every opportunity to finish that creation that you're doing, right? So say yes more often, right? Use every opportunity that you have to create work with your skills. So for instance, if there's Christmas coming up, create a postcard for your family and friends using your lettering, illustration, whatever it is. If there's your birthday coming up, create an invitation card with your skills, with your talents. If a friend of yours is getting married, create a card for them. Use any opportunity for you to get a briefing, and have an excuse to create more work. And remember, always publish it, always share it. And number three, find yourself a portfolio software somewhere where you could upload your work. I want you to be online. I want you to put your work online somewhere, right? And not only on social media, but also to start building that house for your work, you know, because social media is like, there's so much going on in social media right now that we don't even know what's going to happen with social media. So I want you to create the home for your work. Think of your portfolio as the home for your work. And I want you to start creating that home. And you can start doing that by getting yourself portfolio building platform. You can use, I always recommend Squarespace, but you can use, there's a myriad of different portfolio building platforms out there that are very easy, very intuitive. Some of them are even free to use. So just get a very easy portfolio tool or software and start building that portfolio earlier. It doesn't need to be incredible. It doesn't need to be perfect with animations and all that stuff. It just needs to have your name, your URL, your domain, and you just need to start uploading your work and documenting your progress through that. So I hope you take away from this episode a few tips to start building your portfolio earlier than later. And I want to really encourage you, no matter in which stage you are of your journey, right? If you're just starting, start building it as you learn your craft, right? Start building it now. It will, as I said, it will first save a lot of time down the road, but also it will give you that confidence, that sense of progress that nothing else will give you, right? So again, strategies to start producing work and building a portfolio. Number one, finish your pieces. Stop practicing and start making. Start finishing every piece that you sit down to do. Number two, say yes more often. Find any excuse to use your skills. If you need to send a card, if you need to make a gift for a friend, start using your skills often. And number three, start building your portfolio with the easiest way, with the easiest tool that you could find, right? Find yourself some sort of some app or some portfolio building platform and start building your portfolio today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on portfolio building tips. And thank you so much for joining today, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.